Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Save Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Hey, I want to welcome each and every one of you this evening to the Mighty Man of Valor Show. Amen. I'm your host for this evening, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, and we thank the Lord, amen, for another day. I'm excited this evening, amen, because of the goodness, amen, and because of the mercy and because of the grace of God, amen. God is so good to each and every one of us, amen, and we just want to take the time like we always do to tell the Lord thank you, amen. Father God, we come tonight with thanksgiving and with praise. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day, Lord. As your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, help us, Lord, to just worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Father, we pray for our unsaved loved ones tonight. Father, we pray for those who have gone astray. Father, we pray for those, Lord, who are not in their right minds, Lord, knowing, Lord, that you said that you are the way, the truth, and the life, O God, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by thee. So, God, we give you glory. We give you honor tonight because you are worthy, and beside you there is no other. Now, Lord, we pray for this world. Lord, we pray for the wickedness. Lord, we pray for the sinful nature of this sinful world, O God, and we pray, Lord, that you would send your peace, Lord, that, Father, you would touch hearts and that you would touch minds, Lord, that men and women might say, what must I do to be saved? Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would touch hearts and touch minds. Lord, we pray, Lord, for those who don't know you, Lord, that you would trouble their hearts, trouble their minds. Lord, give them no peace, Lord, until they surrender unto thee. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that we'd walk faith and that we would walk by sight, that we would walk by faith and not by sight. But, Lord, help us to thirst and hunger after your righteousness. So, God, help us to have that thirst, Lord, for living right, that thirst for walking right, that thirst for acting right, oh God. And, Lord, we'll be ever so grateful and thankful to give you the glory and honor, which is due to your name, Lord. Lord, you are so good to us, oh God. We can just go on and on and on forever and ever and ever, oh God. Lord, as the psalmist says, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, Lord, we pray tonight, Lord, that a soul would be converted, oh God. We pray that someone would give their heart to you, oh God. We pray that someone would surrender, Lord, that they would lay aside every weight and the sin which do easily beset them. Lord, let them lay down the alcohol. Let them lay down the drugs. Let them lay down the chasing the women. Let them lay down the chasing the men. Let them lay down all of those things, oh God, and give their hearts to you. We thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would touch every heart, Lord, every mind tonight, Lord. Lord, that we would hear a word from you, oh God. Lord, you said that your word will go forth and that it won't return unto thee void. And we just say thank you. We just pray, Lord, that as we look forward to this fifth year, oh God, we give you glory for allowing us to be on the air 5 years, oh God. It was nothing that we've done, but what you have done and what you have continued to do. So, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. Lord, it's all because of you that we continue, Lord. So we ask that you would have your way, Lord, in whatever takes place in this service tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you tonight. And I know that some of you all are listening from all across the country. Some of you listening right now may even have the fireplace going. Amen. Some of you listening right now may even have the heat on 90 degrees. Some of you listening right now might even have on your long john. But I came to tell you tonight, we have come to celebrate the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, without further ado, we have a special treat tonight. Amen. There is a preacher in the house. Amen. And I want to share. Amen. Let me get her live tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Reverend Kyles. Amen. I'm so happy that you had the time to be with us today on the Mighty Man of Valor show as you help us to celebrate our fifth year. Amen. And I'm excited. I'm excited to have my cousin with us. Amen. A preacher of the gospel. Amen. Now, Reverend Kyles, share with the audience what you're doing in your ministry, your schooling. You're doing so many things. I can't explain it all, but you can. Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well, first of all, greetings to you and to all of our listeners. I am Reverend Tawan Cowles, and I am currently on the ministerial team at the Steel Creek AME Zion Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Amen. And I'm also a seminary student at the Virginia Union University in Richmond. It's the Samuel Dwight Proctor School of Theology, and God is really preparing us through that that educational opportunity, and I'm so excited about that. Also, I do a virtual ministry. It's called Eternal Joshua, and Eternal Joshua is just a virtual ministry where we use social media to expand our reach and to diversify our approach. And so I'm just thanking God for all the opportunities that he gives me to serve, whether it be in my church or whether it be through my own ministry, which is a virtual ministry. God continues to use us, and we're thankful.
Amen. 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 That is such a blessing. And this is my cousin, and I love her, and I thank God for it. Now, if you were with us last week, her mother was our speaker last Tuesday night. Amen. So we thank the Lord for the family that the Lord is using. Well, I'm going to get out the way, and I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Cowles, and however the Lord uses you, amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Mighty Man of Valor show.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you again for this opportunity. I want to share with you on tonight from the Word of God that can be found in the book of Daniel. I'm going to turn your attention to Daniel, the sixth chapter. And we'll be reading in your hearing on tonight, the 19th through the 23rd verse. Again, that's Daniel, the sixth chapter, the 19th through the 23rd verse. And tonight, I'll be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads like this. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" And then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him because he believed in his God. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him because he believed in his God. Because he believed in his God. I want to talk with you for a few moments from the title, A God who we can believe in, a God Amen. Who we can believe in. Let us pray. Father, we just want to say thank you right now for your word, and we ask now that you would move by your spirit and by your power. Have your way right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move and touch upon the hearts of your people, God, who will give your name the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There are times in life when it becomes difficult to believe in anything or anybody. It's difficult to believe in people because people often let you down. Can I get a witness? It's
All
difficult
right.
to believe in systems because systems deliver as promised in the advertisement. It's even difficult to believe in our own selves because we often fail to rise to the occasion. We don't always come through as promised. And not only do we not meet the demands placed on us by others, we don't even meet the expectations that we place on ourselves. And so I just called in on tonight because I wanted to encourage somebody and just let you know that when people let you down and when systems fail you and when products mislead you, and even if you have failed yourself, there is a God who we can believe in. I wish I had some help. Well, where am I going? Why do I say that? Well, when you think about it, all the people who have let you down, when you think about it, and when you think about the unjust systems where one person gets locked up, but the other one gets a slap on the wrist for the very same crime. And when you think about people who are sentenced for life and then we later find out that they were innocent all along. And when you start thinking about products like that weight loss pill or that pimple cream or that one size fits all that sold you that illusion. Come on, somebody. And when you consider all the times that you fell short of his glory, the truth is it can be difficult to believe. Mm. It can be hard to believe. And it becomes very easy to always doubt. But I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, that God has not given us room to doubt. We can't doubt. We can't be filled with doubt. Come on, somebody. Because we can't doubt God and doubt his word. And I want somebody tonight who may be struggling with doubt. I came to tell you that if you've tried God already, you know that he is a God who we really can believe in.
Yes.
Here in our text for consideration, we find a young man here in the text named Daniel. Scripture leads us to believe that he was a handsome man. He was talented. He was a man of valor. He was a gifted man. He was a spiritual. He had a special God-given ability to interpret dreams. He was distinguished. He had an excellent spirit. In other words, he wasn't a slacker or a half-doer. He was a do-right man. He was
That's
a prayer
right.
warrior who fell down on his knees. He prayed three times a day. It's right there in the text. And he was a man who exemplified strong faith and solid character. And listen to this. He was a man who was being heavily considered by the king and was on the verge of a major promotion. Come on, somebody.
Mm.
And with all of this happening for him, his situation as described here in the text leads us to ask that age-old question, why did the people on his job hate him so bad, and why did they do him so dirty? What had he really done to land him in a lion's den? These are the kinds of questions that people ask. These are the kinds of experiences that people have that cause them to doubt God and to question their faith and to be tempted to just walk away. I'm talking about people trying to do their best, people that go to church, people that's trying to pay their tithes, and people paying offerings, and people serving in the church, they're working hard, they're caring for their families, but yet, if it ain't one thing, it's another. These are the things that challenge our faith and make it hard for folks to believe. Come on. It makes it hard for people to believe when they're always trying to do right, but it seems like somebody is always mad about it.
My Lord.
And then there's this other group of people. You know, these are people who are not even trying to live right. They don't do what they're supposed to do. They don't go where they say they're going. They seem to always find themselves in one predicament or another. But after so long, they come to this faulty resolve that they should just give up on God as if God had done them wrong. You know, but neither was the case with Daniel. Although trouble was in his way, liars were on his back, and it seemed like the enemy would have his way. There are three things that we can learn and draw from Daniel's example here in our text. The first thing is that Daniel remained connected through prayer. Unlike many of us who quit praying in the midst of life's challenges, he kept bowing down on his knees. And I believe that if he had known the song by Erica Campbell of Mary, Mary, as he went down on his knees, he would have been singing, "Lord, I need your help." Because what had happened was he was set up by the people who got wind of the king's plans to promote him, and they wanted to bring him down. I wish somebody knew what I was talking about tonight. They didn't want to see him rise to the top, and they knew that the only way that they could pull off their plan was to use Daniel's prayer life against him. And so they set up a petition where nobody for the next 30 days, or they would face penalties of being cast in the lion's den, because they knew this. They knew that Daniel prayed every day. And that's exactly what Daniel did. He kept on praying, and he stayed connected to his God.
Yes.
The next thing that we can learn is that Daniel remained calm under pressure. All while they were setting up their trap, he never let them see him sweat. They got the king to actually sign the decree that sounded good, but actually it was a plot unknown to the king against Daniel. But all while they were plotting, Daniel kept his cool. He didn't go off. He didn't show out like a lot of us do, but rather he kept doing his job and being faithful to his God. Somebody ought to say faithful. He kept faithful to his God. And let me pause right here. Let me pause right here and say too many people lose faith when they go through what they go through. Too many people give up. They stop praying when they go through what they go through. Too many people, when they get set up and when things don't go their way, they stop being faithful and they stop being prayerful and they stop doing the things that they are supposed to do. But I need to encourage somebody that no matter what it looks like, no matter what you go through, no matter what's going on, never let go of your faith. Let me remind you that we have a God that we really can believe in. Let me say it right here in my testimony. I flunked out of college before, but I didn't let go of my faith. I came up pregnant before I was married, but I didn't let go of my faith. I got caught up in an abusive relationship, but I didn't let go of my faith. It was a time in my life when it looked like it wasn't going to ever come together for me, but I never let go of my faith.
Mama,
I kept waiting for my change to come. I kept thinking that one day things would change, not realizing that what needed to change was me. I needed to change. I needed to pray more. I needed to be faithful. I needed to trust God. But I needed to make a change. Yet, even though I made it up in my mind that either God was going to change my situation or that God was going to change me, because either way it went, I was not going to let go of my faith.
Amen.
Maybe that's why I love the story so much. Not because I've always done everything right. I might have not been as faithful as Daniel. I may have not been as gifted as Daniel. I may not have had the skills that Daniel had. But I always knew from a young girl that there was a God who we can believe in.
I heard him say to church that God is able to do above and beyond what we can think or even ask. I heard it said in Bible study that God doesn't always come when we want him, but he always comes on time. I learned in Sunday school that we serve a good God, a worthy God. I cannot lie. Another sister said if he said it, he is going to bring it to pass. We sung
Amen.
It in the choir. What a mighty God we serve. We recited it in our worship litanies. Almighty God, who in thunder times and in diverse men, we internalize it.
Yes.
And even until this very moment, I believe down in the depths of my soul that God is able, that we serve a God who we can believe in. We serve a mighty God, a good God, a God who is able to do above and beyond what we can think or even ask. That no matter what we go through, God is always present. He's a present helper in the time of struggle. He is a God. I wish somebody would hear me tonight who we can believe in. That's the question that the king asked Daniel when he got up early that morning. He went down to the lion's den, and he asked Daniel this question. And I wish that I could ask somebody this question. He asked him the question that I believe is one of the most important questions asked in the whole Bible. When the king got to the lion's den, he looked down at Daniel. He said, Daniel, is the God whom you serve continually able to deliver you from the lion? I wish I had one caller that I can just ask you, caller. Is the God that you serve continually able to deliver you from a lion? I wish I could just ask my cousin. I wish I could just ask somebody, is he able to do what he said? Glory be to God. And Daniel's answer to that question was emphatically yes. And so not only did he remain connected through prayer, and not only did he remain calm under pressure, but he also remained consistent in his proclamation. In other words, his story never changed. Yes, he's able. Hear the words of Daniel, what he said. He said, my God, his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me. In other words, they hated on me, but it didn't work. Lied on me and they scandalized my name, but it did not work. They could not hurt me. They set me up to fail and they tried to bring me down, but it didn't work. They could not hurt me. I wish somebody on this call could know that it doesn't matter what weapon that's formed against you, what plot that is planned against you, what condition that you may find yourself in. They might try to do it, but it won't work. They cannot hurt you. God can send his angel or intervene in any way that he may choose. But best believe he's going to come through because he is a God who we can believe in. And so this is how the story ends. Not only did Daniel survive, but the king ordered his accusers and their families to be cast in that same lion's den. And the Bible says that before they even made it to the bottom of the den, that their bones were broken and that they were devoured. You don't remember anything else that I say on tonight. I need you just to remember this. When people let you down, the systems fail you, when products mislead you, and even when you fail yourself, there is a God who you can believe in. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My. Can we tell the Lord thank you tonight?
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord for using you tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord for using Reverend Kyle tonight with a God who we can believe in. My. You left me thirsty on that one, Reverend. You left me thirsty on that one. My. Oh, yes. Yes. I could go for a little more of that. Amen. Yes, a God who we can believe in. You hit some wonderful points tonight. You know, sometimes we find ourselves believing in systems and we believe in folk and we get let down. But I tell you, we know somebody who never leave us nor forsake us. Mm. And
that's
if he didn't
right,
forget
right.
you, yes, come on.
He will,
on.
He will. It's so many people that are that feel hopeless in this season. There's a lot of people in God, just let me, you know, just laid it on my heart because there's so many people that, you know, wonder why things are going a certain way and why people are hurting them and why people are lying on them and why people are doing things to them. And I was having a conversation with Mom and them earlier about how I didn't really realize that all of that ties into your success. You know, all of that comes with breakthrough and with victory. You can't avoid hard times. You can't avoid things that's going to happen to you. And if you're like me, when things get how I used to be, when things get rough, you will relent. You will just quit. You won't, you know, if they had lied on me, you know, I probably would have bit under the pressure. You know, I probably would have got them straight, told them off, you know, like we do. But we got, God wants us to learn how to operate under pressure. God wants us to understand that when things are going awry, you know, that that's still the time for us to remain faithful and focused. It's still a time for us to remain true because he really is a God that we can believe in. You know, he really is a God that's able. He really does have it under control. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person, that you're going through some things. It doesn't mean that it's falling apart. It could mean that that it's coming together. Because look at the text. Daniel was on the verge of a promotion. He had not even gotten the promotion yet, and folks started hating on him. And sometimes the problems that you're going through are an indication that you're right there on the verge of your breakthrough. And so if you remain calm and prayerful, if you just hold on, you'll get the victory in the end like Daniel did. But if you go off and you stop praying, you go, you know, you stop trusting, you stop believing, you may not have the outcome that Daniel had. And so tonight I just want to encourage somebody that, you know, we all have to go through it. People lie on you. People talk about you. Things happen. You know, people set you up. People plot against you. But it's not about what people are doing. It's about what God is doing. Amen.
So someone out there listening tonight, don't give up. Don't give up.
That's right.
Don't give up. Amen. Amen. Don't give up. And I love that part there where Daniel stayed connected to God. He knew where his help was. He knew the only one that could rescue him was God. He stayed connected. So no matter people may do, we can't be discouraged. We can't get discouraged. Keep on praying. Amen. Keep on praying. You know, I find this strange, you know, but in the school the system that I work in, there were some rules they had that, you know, you can't pray, amen. But on the job, me and the staff, we pray every day, amen. We got to stay connected, amen, so that God can help us through these tough and trying times, amen.
Right. Well, this story also affected, it really had a positive impact on my prayer life, too, because I thought about it. I realized that, you know, you may not always be able to bow down on your knees, but, you know, I thought about if Daniel prayed three times a day, I wanted an alarm clock on my phone for 9, 12, and 3 o'clock for every day. So at 9 o'clock, wherever I am, I just whisper a prayer. When my alarm goes off, I push it in and say, Lord, I thank you, and I give you the praise. And then I go on through the day, and at noon, my phone will go off, it'll ring, I'll push it, and Lord, I just thank you. I ask that you would pray for this, you know, that you would bless this person. Then at 3 o'clock, it'll ring. So we need to just get into a habit of prayer, of praying, praying in the morning when we're waking up, at night, before we go to bed, through the day, while we're driving in our car, because prayer really does change things. And one of the things that my pastor was preaching about on Sunday is about the spiritual world, the things that, you know, things happen in the spirit and they manifest in the flesh. So a lot of times we try to change things in the flesh. You know, we try to go off, but see, Daniel understood it was no need of him going off on them because they were just being used through the spirit to attack him. So if you stay in the spirit through prayer, the spirit will manifest itself
and demonstrate power rather than you going off on the people. And so I thought that was really powerful even Sunday when our pastor just reminded us, stop trying to do it in the flesh. Do it through the spirit. Put prayer on the situation. Put some prayer on it. Because if you pray in the spirit, you will see the manifestations of it, in the earth.
Mm.
And that's really what you want. It's a manifestation.
Yes. So that God can handle that thing for you. Amen. You know, like you said, we'll find ourselves in trouble trying to handle situations. And, you know, just like Daniel, he would have found himself in a tough situation, worse than this, if he had to try to do something on his own. But what?
Yep, and let God take you through the whole experience. Because God could have stopped it before he got to the lion's den.
Yeah.
That's another thing that we say, he may not come when you want him. But God, even though, you know, you could be saying, well, Lord, why you let me get in the lion's den? But that's all right. He didn't leave you. He didn't leave you there. You know, you got there. But the lions never, they were hungry lions. Because when the next crew came through, they ate them up before they even hit the bottom of the den. They were ate up in the air. When they got pushed down, got ate up. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So it wasn't
Amen.
That the lions were not hungry, but they could not hurt him.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know, so even though he was in the lion's den, they still couldn't hurt him.
My. That's something to hold on to.
Yeah. So,
a God
so before
who
we go, I do
believe,
want
you
to
know,
pray.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to open up.
When we get to that, when we got to get
yes.
to that.
Yes. That's fine. I just want now to open up the airlines. If there's anyone who wants to pray, is there anyone who wants to accept Christ as your personal Savior, press 1 on your receiver, and we'll pray for you tonight. Amen. That we serve a God who we can believe in. You've heard the preacher preach tonight. Amen. You've heard the word go forth. Is there one who needs prayer tonight? Press 1. Is there one who wants to comment tonight? Press 1. And we're going to move forward. You know what you need, and you know what's on your heart. Amen. We have a caller here. Praise the Lord. Let me see. Amen. Praise the Lord, caller. You're live. 501. Amen.
Hello.
Yes. Praise the Lord. How you doing?
I'm gonna be
praise the Lord. How you doing?
Real. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm going to be transparent and real. I'm not happy at all right now.
I'm sorry?
Sister said something. I am not. I have a temper right now. Sister said something earlier about being on the verge of a breakthrough when you're going through.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do anymore. I'm about in, I'm doggone in tears right now because I'm going through a financial struggle with my vehicle. I had fell behind because I got laid off from my last job, 8 months total. And the car company is telling me that I have $4,900 back pay. And it's just by the grace of God they had not came and got my car. I needed to go to work. I needed to take care of my family with. I needed for this and that. That what the options are, having a loan modification, but that ain't just me getting my information where I'm staying out currently, and that's not going to happen. I'm not stupid at all. That's just being real with y'all. But the thing is, they told me I'm getting a certain amount of money. Last 2 weeks, I got it now, and when I call back tonight, they're saying, oh, we can't take that. We need more money. I said, well, how much do you need? Oh, we need about $1,200. I said, well, I don't have $1,200. Y'all asked for $264. I got it. What's the problem? But since the days have gone so long, they extended the amount by, you know, the time span. I mean, if I had that kind of money, I would gladly give it to them. It's covering my car payments. But right now, it is struggling, and I am mad as hell about it. I'm just being real with y'all. I mean, I am almost in tears because I don't know what else to do anymore. I have asked God. I have prayed to God. God, get me out of the situation. You know I need a vehicle. You know I have to work. You know I have to get here and there. But without a car, I can't do anything. And the buses don't run from the time I need to run to go to work. And that's just crazy. So I'm just asking God to receive people off
my back,
or to have a major meal come through for so I can pay these people off, because I'm highly frustrated.
Right. Well, can I say something, Reverend?
Yes.
Reverend Howe?
Come on.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's interesting that you called, because I was just in the same situation. My car was sitting up there. It was behind. It needed repair. I needed the car dealership was telling me that I needed $2,000 or $3,000 to repair it. I was already months behind, and I couldn't repair it and pay the note on it, and just all of this stuff was going on. And so I'm not telling you how God is going to do it. I just want to reassure your faith that he can. Because my husband and I, we just went out to talk for a moment. And he said, come on, ride with me. Because, you know, so I took a ride with him. We stopped at this place. And we were just sitting there talking. And we ran across this man in the store while we were talking. And so anyway, we got on the subject of my car. The man in a short story hooked me up with the mechanic. He called the mechanic right there on the phone. And the mechanic guy came and picked up my car that next morning, took my car to a dealer, to a mechanic shop. The man fixed it, and then he made a payment arrangement with me. And then when he said, I don't know why I'm doing this. I generally don't make payment arrangements with people. And we were able to get the payment arrangement, plus I was able to set up the payment with the car. And they didn't come pick the car up. They gave me more time. So what I'm saying to you is that it does get like that. I was like that. They were either going to come get people. What I am saying is, you got to just, I just prayed and I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And I didn't move. I didn't do nothing. I called people. I told them my situation. And I just let it go like that. And I said, Lord, I don't know if they're going to come get me. I don't know what's going to happen. And then out of the blue, I met the man, and my situation turned around. So it's like Daniel. Either God is going to fix it to where you're going to be able to pay the car, or if they come take the car, God is still going to be faithful to you if you've been faithful to God. You know,
Amen.
If you have been praying and doing what you're supposed to do, then God is going to intervene because he's a faithful God. And if for some reason you haven't been doing right, then you ask for forgiveness, and whatever you got to go through, God still loves you, and he's still going to make a way for you somehow. You just cannot give up the faith. You can't.
Amen.
This is not the time to give up. In one instance, your situation could turn around. You just don't know yet, and that's okay. You don't have to know right now how it's going to work out. You're upset because you don't know how it's going to work out. The car is still there, and you don't know how it's going to work out, but you can't give up on God. However it works, you got to say, God, I'm going to trust you.
Amen. Amen.
You got to keep the faith. There is no room for doubt. He definitely ain't going to honor doubt. He honors faith. Faith moves God. Thank you for calling in, too. And we're going to pray tonight.
Yes.
You hear me, Carla?
I hear you.
Carla?
I'm here.
It ain't no. There you go. You better keep pushing.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. It's so interesting that you called with that, because I just came through. I just went through that.
Amen. Pray for your caller.
Okay.
Come on, lead us out.
All right. Father, I just want to say thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you for an opportunity, Lord God. Sometimes when we're going through what we're going through, we don't even always know why. But God, I thank you that not only do you bring us through, but you give us the faith to share our testimony with others, oh Lord God. Lord, I'm coming to you with faith, because I'm not coming to you by what somebody else said. I'm coming to you based on what you have done for me. You did it for me, Lord God, and if you've done it before, you can do it again. I thank you for intervening on my behalf, and I thank you right now that you will intervene on this brother's behalf, oh Lord God. Thank you that he took the time to call in and to hear your word, Lord God. Thank you that this word was tailor-made for him. Thank you, Lord God, because there are times when we question and we wonder, why do we have to go through what we go through? But Daniel showed us this, and Job showed us this, that even when we're doing the right thing, sometimes bad things happen to us. But I thank you, Lord God, that you didn't come
brother. Right now, yes, in the name of Jesus, in a mighty way, Lord God, in a miraculous way, God, name the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You be encouraged, my brother.
Okay.
Be encouraged and know that we serve a God that we can believe in.
Amen.
And you have to believe.
Amen.
But we don't have a choice but to believe. Amen. We love you, and we are going to continue to pray for you. Okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. We got another call right there. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 You're live, caller. Amen. Evangelist Beecham. Amen. Amen.
Good. How you doing? How you doing tonight?
Amen.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist.
We thank God for the word tonight. I'm calling in to thank God for hearing the anointed word preached tonight.
Amen.
And she preached the word, and she touched my heart, and I just want to call her and tell her to continue to keep preaching with the anointing and our compassion and our conviction. Because God, we serve a God that we know He's able, we know He can. We have to do our part. And sometimes
right.
It's difficult, but we just have to believe.
Amen.
Yeah.
Even because the scripture said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Substance of things hoped for, that's right.
And that substance is something that the substance is something that we have to sustain, which is patient to God do what He's going to do and He's able to do.
Amen.
Yeah.
But we just have to keep believing.
Yeah.
And then the faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not, that evidence now is the conviction.
What
we're hoping for. And that conviction, if we praying for God to do something, we should at least have the conviction that He can do it. Because he won't do it if we don't believe it.
That's right. Faith
moves God. It starts with our believing that He's God, He's Lord, He's King of Kings, and He can do it. We should be praying to Him if we don't believe He can do it. I serve God today as the woman God preached today and talking about Daniel in the lion's den, and the woman of God was talking about prayer. And when we pray, we have to believe that the prayer is going to be answered even when we don't see it being manifested, but it's in process.
Amen.
But we have to stay in the process of patience until God do what God can do.
Amen.
There's something that God trying to get us to do and see.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
And so I just want to thank you for encouraging me. I believe that. But it's encouraging to let somebody know, I believe, woman of God, what you preach tonight.
Amen.
And I want the listeners to hear that I'm going through things in my life, woman of God and Elder Howard, that it had been manifested, but that doesn't mean it's not in the process.
That's true.
I'm not going to give up because I don't see it, because when I plant a tomato seed, I don't see the tomato right away. It's a process of germination.
All right.
That's right.
And so we just have to be mindful that God is able, and in the process of what He's delivering to us, while being manifest, we have to be in a process of just worshiping Him and giving Him praise. Because while we waited, He's given us the strength, whether we believe it or not, to endure until He brings it to us.
Amen.
And so I just want to thank her for the woman of God, for the word of God. She already done preached, but she just got me so excited.
But you want to preach? You want to preach too, preacher?
I'm not going to preach, but you see I want to preach the woman of God. You preach the word. And somehow I need to know that it's true what you are saying.
Amen.
That's true. And it makes me want to go preach to somebody what the woman of God said.
That's
because
right. That's
I got a witness now that what she preached, I know.
Amen.
I got confirmation. I got confirmation, Elder Howe. You know I want to preach right now, Elder Howe.
Amen.
God is good. God is good, woman of God. I love the message
Amen.
That you preach.
Praise
the
Lord.
It's a word that needed to be for the ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. That was the Spirit what you were preaching.
my Lord.
And I thank God for you, and I'm going to, you know, just pray for me. I'd like to have prayer for the woman of God before I get off the phone, because I believe what she said was for me. Even if I know this, it's still for me to be reminded, because the word of God is right all the time.
That's
all
right.
The time, all day.
Whether I'm preaching
Amen.
It or hearing it, it's right. Because she was in the
Amen.
Word. And I thank God for
That's
the word that's been preached over the airwaves tonight. And I'm glad I was on the airwaves listening. And I just want you to be encouraged, because you really encouraged me and enlightened me and informed me God's word is everlasting. So I just pray, I need a little prayer before I get out the airwaves.
Amen. Come on, Reverend Cox, go ahead and pray for him. Amen.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to say thank you once and again, God. We thank you and we praise you because you are always worthy to be praised.
Yes.
From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. And God,
yes.
your name is worthy to be praised when we're going through, oh God, what we're going through, oh God, when it's good,
thank
is bad,
Jesus.
Or if it's ugly, God, you're still worthy. And so, God, we thank you that we trust you. We thank you, oh God, that we believe in you, that no matter what we are going through, that you are still in control, that you are God and God alone, that you have all
have
the
mercy.
Power. All
thank
the
you,
power belongs to you, Lord God. And we don't have to be afraid, that because no matter what we go through, we serve the all-powerful and all-wise living God. And we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that formed against us is
yes.
going to prosper.
Yes.
And so, Father, we pray for your man of God on tonight. We thank you for his faith, and we thank you for how you brought him from a mighty long way. Thank
yes.
you, oh God, that you continually showing yourself mighty in his life, oh Lord God, that no matter what he goes through, oh God, his attitude and his proclamation will be consistent just like Daniel. That you are able, Lord God, and I thank you that when others ask him, is your God who you serve continually able, that he will be able to emphatically say yes, because
yes.
he's already tried you and he knows that you are able. So, God, I just pray there are others that are on the call, too, that are sick. But, God, we pray that you remind them that you are able. God, there are people on the call that's going through financial situations, even my brother. But, God, I thank you right now for reminding him that you are able
yes.
to do just what you said. And so, God, we prepare, even though, God, on tonight, even after the call, we're going to continue to praise you. We're going to continue to thank you because you inhabit the praises of your people. Praise moves you. Praise moves you. And God, we thank you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, just continue to have your way in us. And Father, we'll tell you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to now give room to the mother of this preacher of the hour. Amen. My Aunt Marietta, amen, who spoke for us last week. Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We're so happy to
have
you with us.
I truly have been blessed by the word.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
she
the Lord. It's been
God.
A blessing. Yes,
yes,
to be encouraged to know that we have a God that we can trust and we can believe
yes.
in. Hallelujah.
That's right.
I'm so glad, because there's none of us who have not been through some things. And if you haven't been through anything, just keep living. You will. But we know
That's
that
right.
no matter how bad that it looks, oh, man, it looked bad for Daniel for him to throw him
yes.
in the lion's den. It looked bad. But he had a God he could trust. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I am a God he could believe in. And you
yes.
know what? His life was of such until the king. I think the king was expecting Daniel to be
mm.
alive, because he hollered down in the den that said, Daniel.
Mm.
And Daniel was able to respond back because the God he believed in came through for him. And I am a
mm.
living witness that time after time after time, when it seemed like my back was against the wall, when I didn't have plan B. See, some people, they get in trouble and then they try plan A, then they have plan B. But I didn't have plan B. I said, I'm trusting you, God, and if this don't work, I am done. And the Lord
Amen.
Never has failed me. He has been faithful over these many years. And I thank God. I love this story of Daniel because,
yes.
you know, sometimes we wonder when good people, bad things happen to them, because there are some good people in the world.
Amen.
And you wonder, why did this happen to them? But, you know, God is a sovereign God. And
yes, he
some
is.
Things happen that we might prove who God is. Because all through the Old Testament, there's a phrase that says that they may know that I am God. And when we go through these difficult situations, like the brother with this car situation and many other situations that are very difficult, when God brings us through, we can say that I know, not what mama said, not what somebody else told me, but I know for myself that God is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. And I can stand tonight and declare and be a witness that God is faithful and that he is able to bring us through everything. And every day as we face our difficulties, we can rise up with praise on our lips and trust in our heart to know that God is going to bring us through. It might not look like it.
That's right.
We don't see it, but we can trust. We can trust him in the dark because we haven't been this road before, but Jesus walked this world before us, and he knows the path. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I say, Lord, I haven't been this way before. I'm not knowledgeable about what to do. I say, I don't know what to do or how to do and when to do. But you do. I serve a God that's all knowing. Oh, he knows everything. And he knows the answer. And I say, if I don't have the answer, God, you have it. So I just wait on you. So I am so thankful to Reverend Kyle tonight for this uplifting word to encourage those. And I know there are listeners that are not chiming in, but I know that you've been encouraged tonight because, you know, it's not anything new. This is not a new gospel. This is nothing.
Amen.
This is no mystery. This has been preached for years, but we need to be encouraged and reminded. We need to be reminded that in the depths and the darkness of our situations, that God is a God who we can believe in. So I thank God tonight. I thank God for my daughter. I thank God for the anointing that is upon her to speak the word of God with boldness.
Yeah.
And I thank God for this program. And I pray for your strength and that you will continue to be encouraged, that if one will find faith, find salvation, find strength, that it's worth every bit of it. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen. I would like for you to close us out, and if you could pray for the pastors tonight.
Yes.
That the Lord would touch bodies, allow his will to be done. Amen. And I'm going to let you close us out. Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Father in heaven, we just thank you tonight for all your many blessings. Lord, we thank you for your love, for your compassion, for your kindness unto us, dear God. We bless your holy name tonight. We thank you for your word that's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And, Lord, we bring the pastors and ministers unto you tonight. Lord, ministers and pastors need to be encouraged. Sometimes they go through difficult days and dark days, but need to be encouraged to know that we serve a God that is able, a God who is faithful, a God we can believe in. We pray that as they serve you from day to day, as they go all to the church and serve the congregation, as they preach on Sundays, oh God, when they go in the hospitals to visit, when they go up and down and do counseling and go to and fro, that they will feel a personal relationship with you. God, this thing has to come from the inside to be shown on the outside. Your love is a spiritual thing. You said, the word says that God is love. And we have to have you, oh God, in order to give out the love that people are looking for today. God, people are looking for love, and they're looking for encouragement and looking for support. And God, we can find everything we need in you. And we thank you, Lord. We pray that the ministers would not be discouraged, that the pastors would not give up, oh God, that they will remain faithful to your word, oh God, and that gift that you've given them will be stirred up, oh God, and they will be on fire for you. Lord, open doors. Oh, make ways, Lord. The ways that you've given them to minister to the community, I pray that you'd open up doors for them. And pray, continue to prove who you are, Lord, because we realize that it's all about souls being saved. And, Lord, we pray that you would just help us to continue to witness and let people know that you are God and that you love us and that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we could ask to think. Lord, we just thank you that this word is already blessed. We thank you, dear God, that this program is a blessing, and we pray that you would help us to continue to be faithful to you, so that as
yes.
Daniel stayed connected, as he stayed prayerful,
yes.
that he
yes.
will, that we will be able to receive the prize the same way that he did, by being delivered from his enemy, the lions
yes.
and those who were had plotted against him. Let us continue to hold on to you, so that we can have the testimony of deliverance, just as Daniel
yes.
did, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We give you
yes,
praise.
Lord.
We give you glory and honor, for your word, your name is worthy of all our praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank each and every one of you for being with us tonight on the Mighty Man of Valor show as we celebrate our 5 years of serving the Lord. And we're going to have guest speakers the remainder of this month. So if you're not doing anything next week, be with us. Same time, same channel. We love you, and we thank you, Reverend Kyles, for that wonderful word tonight, a God
thank
that
you.
We can believe in. So we love you all, and we thank you for being with us tonight. God bless everybody. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bye-bye.
They don't notice that I'm there. No one stopped to look or stare. As I look upon the hill, I see something so unreal. I see my Savior nailed to the cross. He did. Right here at Calvary, they pierced.